Hey, good Friday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today, our lineup includes Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi Hospital, Jordan Candido from Flint Hills Christian School in a little bit, and we'll also hear from Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau later on in the show. We start first with Bob Koppel, though, over at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Bob, good to talk to you once again.
Good morning, Brandon.
And normally we have a little powwow before the show gets going here, but I know what we're going to be talking about here today. I had a chance to tune into your Zoom that you did with the Riley County Health Department yesterday, and you know, we saw a big surge in numbers of cases this week, and you know, it was a little bit skewed because a lot of those came in over the holidays, but still, we know what the situation is here. It's spreading like wildfire right now.
I think it's of note is that in Riley County, more than 10% of our total COVID cases have occurred in the last week. And that's for an entire pandemic period of 22 months. So when 10% of the volume is in that short of a time frame, obviously that's noticeable, certainly cause for concern, certainly putting stress on the outpatient side of things, people trying to even be seen in a clinic just because of the sheer volume of patients. And then on the inpatient side, you know, we see the people a couple weeks into COVID typically, or at least a week anyway. And so our experience kind of always lags that. So a lot of the patients that we're currently treating or have treated, say, in the last week, actually probably had their exposure back before New Year's. I mean, there's kind of this time progression. So yeah, everybody I think is kind of looking ahead to the next few weeks with some concern, and just the sheer volume. There's been some research actually that shows that folks who have the Omicron variant tend to be hospitalized at a lower rate than either the Alpha or the Delta variant. So that's good. I think the challenge becomes just the volume is so much higher than it's ever been before that even though it's, you could be a third of what the normal hospitalization rate's been, and you still actually end up with more people going into the hospital.
Well, there's so many things that are challenging the system right now, and from contact tracing there, I mean, that's kind of gone by the wayside a little bit here because it's just not enough people. There's the delay in test results, you know, so many different factors, and it makes it the whole thing a tough situation.
So certainly seeing challenges again, first, everything always hits first on the outpatient side. So yeah, a lot of our clinics in town have exhausted their supply of testing materials, and again, just the sheer volume, people wanting to get tested, that's kind of stressing the system. You know, then we kind of move to, so what do you do for these patients? One of the very effective strategies we've had is using the monoclonal antibody infusions. We are actually out. There aren't any more. The state gets an allocation of the newest antibody infusion, and then it's then reallocated out to all the hospitals. Kansas doesn't get a huge allocation because we have a smaller population, and we've actually exhausted. And you have to have the newest, with Omicron, you have to have the newest available version, if you will, of the monoclonal antibodies, because the older ones, the BAM and some of the other products, actually just don't work with Omicron. So you've got to have the, and I can't even pronounce it, it begins with an S, Stromavab or something like that. And so that's actually, that's kind of the next thing. So that's one, that's been a layer of defense, if you would, I would say, and we actually have exhausted our supply of that. So that's kind of a concern. There's certainly medications and materials that we actually are now either getting in small allocation or not at all for the hospital. And then there's other peripheral things going on that are just kind of not helpful. For example, we have a statewide blood shortage. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday on the Facebook Live, but so the Red Cross in Kansas is no longer even keeping any inventory at the Red Cross. It is all pushed out to facilities to use because the needs are immediate. And so there's not necessarily replenishment options. So I would just put in a plug for our Red Cross here in Kansas. In our immediate vicinity, there are actually blood drives this Sunday, next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then the following Tuesday on the 25th. So if you go to the website, you put in our zip code, all these options will pop up for you. In Wamego, we've got drives the 1st, the 2nd, the 8th, and the 14th of February. And Junction City also has blood drives next week on the 19th and the 20th. And when I looked this morning, there were still slots open. So just encourage people. It's not related to COVID. Actually, the Red Cross is very careful. I actually donated the couple days before Christmas because I donate every 2 months. And they're very careful about their precautions. So people should feel safe going to a blood drive. And we really, really, really need blood products. So that's kind of an aside issue, but certainly an important issue.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good plug for the Red Cross. Roll up your sleeves. That's one way that you want to help try to alleviate the situation. That's probably a big way to help. You mentioned kind of yesterday in the Zoom about what people should be doing here if they start feeling symptomatic and not utilizing the ER. We've talked about that in the past, but go other avenues if you feel sick.
Sure. So, I mean, obviously, if somebody's really progressed, they're having, you know, massive difficulty breathing, those sorts of things going on, then by all means, you need to get to the ED. If you need to call 911 to get support from EMS, then you need to do that. But for those who maybe have the sniffles or a little bit of, you know, kind of those cold-like symptoms, which we see a lot with Omicron, one, the first thing is to do is just isolate. Stay where you are. I mean, you need to stop going to work. You need to stop getting out and being around other people, and then make an appointment either with the health department or with your primary care provider. And if you want to just get tested, the KDHE site down by the mall, I mean, it's all free. That's, you maybe have a little bit of a wait to get swabbed because we have a lot of people getting swabbed right now, but it's actually free. They do PCR testing. The turnaround is typically about 48 hours. And so that, again, I think the first thing that y'all should do is isolate and then reach out to your personal healthcare provider, your primary care physician, that office, and talk with them. They may want to do a virtual appointment. They may want to have you come in and get swabbed there, or, you know, but I think it's good to make that contact so that they know kind of what your status is. And then if you're progressing, that's when you need to be circling back with your primary care provider. And at some point, if that escalates, they need to go to the emergency room. Luckily, you know, this is COVID in general, but specifically with Omicron, you know, not everybody is ever going to need to go to the hospital. We just don't see that, haven't ever seen that. But there is a population, there's a certain percentage, obviously, that is at risk. The most at risk are those that are immunocompromised in some regard. Obviously, we have a big population in our county that is unvaccinated. Those people are all at risk. I know there's been a lot of talk over the last year about natural immunity. The Omicron variant has pretty much killed that theory because people are getting sick again. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those, you know, always encourage people to get vaccinated, but also just to take precautions. And if you're going out into, I had to run into Dylan's last night to get something. I always wear a mask at Dylan's. I wear a mask when I, you know, go anywhere in town, quite honestly. Certainly wear a mask when I'm at work. That's just one of our job requirements. But certainly I just encourage people to take precautions, especially in public space. It doesn't take, it really doesn't take a lot. And Omicron is so transmissible that one person in a space with other people, if you're in a meeting or something, an hour later, everyone could walk out of there positive. It's just that contagious. So just, you know, again, be careful, be thinking about what you're doing. You know, on our side, we have staff out because of either exposures. A lot of this is because of their kids, quite honestly. That's where a lot of people are getting at, or else they are in some sort of public setting. But we have staff out. That does impact our ability to do certain things now. And we're seeing that just across the state, and it's actually escalating. It was not great last week, but you're just now hundreds and hundreds more of our healthcare workers every day are kind of, they're going to be out. Most of them for at least 5 days, if not longer, because of being exposed and becoming positive with COVID.
Yeah, well, it's difficult, and we saw what happened with the schools this week. And you know, these are people that are trying to do their jobs, and you know, you can't work when you can't work. I mean, it's just how it goes.
And we actually have a lot of schools closed around the state today, like a lot. It's not just a handful. I mean, it's bunches, and for good reason. Certainly want to protect students. Certainly, we've got to think about the teaching staff and all the other folks who work in our schools. We've got to protect them, too.
Again, we're speaking with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO. You know, I went a couple weeks ago. I got a COVID test because I wasn't feeling well. Turned out to be negative, but it. I also got flu swab for the flu as well. That was negative. I was just sick with some sort of seasonal cold, apparently. And, you know, it's, and I went to my primary care physician because I needed the peace of mind. I needed to be able to go back to work, you know, if at some point. And, but there, you see, I know you're seeing a lot of that too. You're seeing flu, you're seeing strep. It's not just COVID.
As I say, there's, in our community, we actually have a bunch of viral things going on. The difficulty is the symptoms are all the same. So, Brandon, it is about the week before Christmas, I got swabbed, which is really weird, you know. And actually, it's kind of one of our nurses did it, so I think she very much enjoyed that opportunity. But the symptoms are so similar, and that's actually one of our in our community primary care physicians told me yesterday, said no one should just assume they have just a cold or it's allergies. Right now, you've got to get swabbed and tested because the symptoms are so very, very similar. And it's just that helps your primary care provider sort out what they're going to recommend you to do, obviously. And so that's why, so if you're symptomatic, you know, our recommendation is you immediately isolate until you can talk to somebody and then also potentially get swabbed. And we do have so much flu, strep, RSV. All of those are very common. We actually had a hospitalized patient last week with a coronavirus. It just wasn't COVID-19. Wow. It's just a different, you know, it was back more to your normal. And the person had some other health issues. That's why they're sick enough that they had to come to the hospital. But we have flu patients now that are hospitalized kind of like we normally would in any other year. It's just important for people. That's why if you're going to be in any kind of gathering, I really strongly encourage people to watch your hand hygiene, do your hand hygiene, wear a mask, and just be really careful about kind of the crowds that you get into.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to take our first break here on the program. Back with more from Bob Koppel in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.